Money is just a tool. If you don't learn how to use it, it'll end up using you. Most people don't have a money problem. They have a thinking problem. They work every day, but they still feel behind. They keep earning, but nothing changes. And deep down, they don't feel in control. That's because they've never been taught the right way to look at money. They see it as something to chase, to fear, or to prove their worth. But that mindset keeps them stuck. This audiobook is about helping you fix that. Not with big words or confusing advice, just real talk about how to take charge of your money and finally feel in control of your life. You'll learn how to stop wasting, start saving, and use money in a way that actually builds your future. If you're tired of feeling pressure every time you think about money, this is for you. Let's reset your mindset, starting now. Chapter 1. Change how you see money, starting right now. Change how you see money, starting right now. That's the beginning. That's the difference between staying stuck and building a new life. You don't need a lottery win. You don't need someone to hand you a golden opportunity. What you need is a new way of thinking. Because nothing changes until you do. And if your mindset about money stays the same, no matter how much you earn, you'll always feel behind, stressed, and empty. The problem is, most people were never taught how to look at money with clarity. They either fear it, worship it, avoid it, or waste it. But few see it for what it actually is. Not a reward, not a curse, not something that makes you good or bad. Money is just a tool, that's it. It's a tool you can use to build something or destroy something. But until you make that shift in your mind, money will keep controlling you instead of serving you. If you wake up every day feeling pressure around money, that's not because of the money. That's because of how you've been trained to see it. Pressure comes from confusion. Pressure comes from habits you didn't choose. Pressure comes from thinking money is tied to your worth. That's the lie. That's what needs to be rewired. Money doesn't know who you are. It doesn't care where you came from. It's not judging you. It's not measuring your value. But if you attach your self-worth to how much money you have or don't have, you'll always feel less. You'll compare. You'll panic. You'll chase. You'll lose yourself trying to catch up. And even if you do catch up, you'll realize the emptiness didn't go away. That's the danger of not rewiring your view of money. Money is not the goal. It's the tool that helps you reach the goal. It's another way of saying that you don't have money. It's help you reach the goal. That goal could be freedom. It could be peace. It could be time. It could be contribution. But if money becomes the goal itself, you're stuck in a game that never ends. You win a little, then you lose a little, and you spend your life playing defense. That's not how strong people live. That's not how successful people think. You have to stop asking, how much money do I want, and start asking, why do I want it? What am I trying to do with it? What kind of life am I trying to build? That's the start of rewiring your thinking. That's where clarity begins. Now here's what I've learned after years of watching people, those who struggle and those who succeed. The people who turn their lives around financially aren't always the ones who earn the most. They're the ones who finally got honest with themselves. They're the ones who stopped blaming the world. They're the ones who stopped saying money is the problem and started asking, what am I doing with the tool I already have? If you treat money like a tool, you take care of it, you organize it, you use it for a purpose, you learn how it works, you don't throw it away carelessly, and you don't sit around hoping someone else will use it for you. You become the one in charge. That shift, right there, is how you start building confidence with money. Confidence doesn't come from having a big paycheck. It comes from knowing what to do with what you already have. That's something you can start today. You can open your bank account, your notes app, or a sheet of paper and write down the truth. What comes in, what goes out, what needs to stop, what needs to start. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't lie to yourself. Don't pretend everything is fine if it's not. Be real, because clarity is power. And once you see the truth, you can make better choices. You can say, no, I don't need that right now. You can say, yes, I will save, even if it's just a little. You can stop buying to feel better and start spending with intention. That's how you stop bleeding money. That's how you start building a foundation, not with some fancy investment trick, but with a decision to change your thinking today. You have to stop using money as an escape. A lot of people do that. They buy things they don't need to avoid how they feel. They spend to avoid dealing with life. But money doesn't fix emptiness. It only makes it louder. If you're buying to feel important, you're not free. If you're spending to cover up insecurity, you're not in control. That's why rewiring your money mindset is so important. It forces you to stop using money for emotional relief and start using it for meaningful action. So ask yourself, what do I want money to do for me? What does freedom look like for me? What does peace feel like for me? Don't copy someone else's dream. Don't chase an image. Define what you want clearly, then make money the tool that helps you get there. If you're in debt, don't panic, don't blame yourself, don't feel ashamed. Shame doesn't change anything. But also, don't ignore it. Don't pretend it will go away on its own. It won't. You fix it by seeing it for what it is. A signal. A signal that you've been living by reaction, not intention. You fix it by taking control of what you do next. One decision at a time. $1 at a time. That's how power is built. Gradually, but intentionally. If you've been broke for a long time, it doesn't mean you're broken, it means you've been thinking the same way for too long. And you've got to break that pattern today. You've got to say, I don't want to live in survival mode anymore. I want to live with direction. That's how it starts. Not with a raise, not with luck, but with a new level of seriousness about your thinking. Money doesn't make decisions. You do. And until you get serious about those decisions, nothing will change. You can complain, you can compare, you can wait, but you'll be in the same place next year. Or you can take this moment right now and say, I'm done living without a plan. I'm done hoping. I'm ready to act. Rewiring your money mindset is about ownership. It's about discipline. It's about using the brain, the will, and the focus you already have. You don't need a perfect plan. You need a strong reason. A reason that matters more than impulse, more than comfort, more than excuses. And if you've been living with stress around money, that means you've already got enough pain to change. Use it. Use it to wake up. Use it to get serious. Use it to say, I deserve better, but I have to think better to get it. It starts with how you see money, not as the answer to everything, but not as the enemy either. Just as a tool, one that responds to your choices, one that reflects your priorities, one that can either build your future or bury you in frustration. You've got to decide what kind of relationship you want with it. Will it be one of control or chaos? Will it be built on purpose or pressure? That decision isn't made once. It's made every single day when you spend, when you save, when you earn, and when you choose what matters most. This is the beginning of a new chapter. A chapter where you stop living by chance and start living by design. Where you stop chasing money emotionally and start using it logically. Where you stop feeling powerless and start taking responsibility. There's no better time than now. Right now, not next week, not when you get a better job, not when life slows down, now. Now, start by changing how you see it. See money as a tool, and from this point forward, treat it that way. Every time you earn, every time you spend, every time you decide, remember, this is not about the money. This is about you. This is about your mindset, your direction, your freedom. It's time to rewire how you think. Because once your mind is right, your money will follow. And when that happens, everything in your life starts to shift. Not by magic, not by chance, but by choice. And you're the one who makes that choice. Starting today, Chapter 2, Use Your Money to Build a Better Life. Use your money to build a better life. That decision has to come from a place of clarity, responsibility, and a strong desire to grow. You're not here just to survive. You're here to improve. To do that, you need to start thinking differently about how money fits into your life. It's not just about covering your bills or collecting things. It's about using what you earn to create something meaningful, something stable, something that supports the future you want. Most people never take control of this. They earn, they spend, and they repeat the cycle without ever asking a deeper question. Is this money building the life I actually want? That's where the shift happens. You have to start using money with purpose, not just reaction. Don't just spend because you can. Save because you want to buy back your time. Invest because you want to buy back your time. Invest because you want your future to be better than your past. You don't have to be rich to start building. You just need to stop wasting. You just need to get honest. Every time you use money, you're making a choice about your values, your priorities, and your direction. If you're not building anything with it, you're slowly draining your potential. This is where your power starts. By deciding that your money should be a reflection of your growth, not your escape. Think about it. You work hard. You give your time, your energy, and your focus to earn. So what are you getting in return? Are you growing? Are you getting closer to peace, progress, or stability? Or are you stuck in the same loop, paycheck after paycheck, nothing changing? If so, it's time to step back and ask yourself, what's the purpose of all this effort? If I'm not using it to improve my life, improving your life doesn't mean buying more stuff. It means taking the stress off your back. It means waking up with options. It means having savings that let you breathe. It means not being afraid when something breaks down. It means having enough margin in your life to say yes to the things that matter and no to the things that drain you. That kind of life doesn't happen by accident. It's built through smart, consistent, intentional use of your money. You don't have to live broke forever. You don't have to stay behind. But if you want out, you have to build your way out. And that takes discipline. It means cutting back on what gives you nothing in return. It means planning instead of guessing. It means sacrificing now so you don't suffer later. That's not punishment. That's maturity. That's how winners think. They don't throw money at problems. They build systems that give them power over time. If your money is only going toward comfort today, it's robbing your strength tomorrow. Comfort is short term. Growth is long term. You don't need to give up everything, but you need to stop pretending that random spending builds a better life. It doesn't. What builds a better life is using your money to get ahead, paying off debt, building a cash reserve, learning new skills, creating margin in your life. That's how progress feels. That's what peace feels like. No clutter, no panic, just structure. And don't wait until you have more. Start with what you have now. That's the test. Can you handle what you've got? Can you use your current income with purpose? Can you stop trying to impress people and start trying to protect your future? That's the real work. That's how change starts. You're not waiting for a breakthrough. You're building one with every dollar you touch. Don't just think about how to make more money. That's only half the game. The other half is using what you have in a way that matters. If you earn more but keep wasting it, nothing will change. But if you use money with purpose, even in small amounts, you start shifting the direction of your life. That shift compounds. That's where power is built. Not from big wins, but from consistent strategy. Think about your life as a structure. Every time you get paid, you're handed bricks. You can throw them away, or you can start stacking them. If you stack them with care, over time, you build a foundation. That foundation becomes your freedom. It becomes your safety. It becomes your launch pad. But you have to decide what you're building toward. You have to see your money as something that can either weaken your life or strengthen it. Use it to create space, space to rest, space to grow, space to make better choices. That means saving before spending. That means thinking long before reacting. That means understanding your patterns and breaking the ones that keep you behind. This takes awareness. This takes courage. But you've got it in you. You don't need to get everything perfect. You just need to get intentional. If you want to travel, save for it. If you want to start a business, budget for it. If you want to stop stressing every month, build a plan for it. That's the real power of money. Not the money itself, but what it allows you to build when you use it right. Start asking better questions. Is this helping my future? Does this support my peace? Am I using this money to fix a problem or to create a solution? These are not financial questions. These are life questions. These are the questions that separate people who struggle forever from people who rise. If your life feels chaotic, look at where your money is going. If you feel like you're stuck, look at how you're spending. There's no mystery here. Money tells the truth. It exposes what matters to you. If all your money is going toward numbing the pain, then it's time to address the pain. If all your money disappears by the weekend, then it's time to change how your weekend works. Not out of guilt, but out of a desire to feel strong again. Strength comes from structure. And structure starts with how you treat your money. Build a better life by building better habits around what you do with every dollar. That means budgeting with purpose. That means reviewing where it went last month. That means cutting out the things that waste your time and energy. This isn't about being perfect, it's about being honest. Be honest about what needs to change. Be honest about what you've avoided. Be honest about what really matters to you. Then align your money with that truth. That's how you make your money work for you. That's how you stop being a slave to your spending and start using it to move forward. Every dollar should serve you, not the other way around. If you're working 40 hours a week and have nothing to show for it, that's not normal. That's not something to accept, that's something to fix. And you can fix it. But you've got to stop living by impulse and start living by design. You don't build a better life in one day. You build it through every small decision you make. Every time you say no to nonsense and yes to structure. Every time you choose your future over a quick hit of pleasure. Every time you plan instead of hope. That's how strong people live. That's how free people live. And that can be you. Money is not the enemy, but if you don't control it, it will control you. Use it to build something real. Use it to make your life better, not just easier for a moment. Use it to take back your time, your energy, and your peace of mind. You deserve a life that's not built on fear, on debt, on surviving day to day. You deserve a life that reflects discipline, vision, and growth. But you must build it. You must take what you earn and turn it into something meaningful. One good choice at a time. One strong decision at a time. That's how you build a better life. With the money already in your hands. Chapter 3. Track where every single dollar actually goes daily. If you want to take control of your money, you must begin by tracking where every dollar goes. Not just once in a while. Not just when things feel tight. You've got to do it daily. That's how awareness is built. That's how patterns are exposed. You can't fix what you don't see. You can't improve what you don't track. Every financial mess starts with neglect, not intention. People don't wake up one day in debt out of nowhere. It happens slowly, one untracked dollar at a time. Most people don't realize how fast small amounts disappear. They think it's just $5 or this won't make a difference. But those small moments add up to big problems. You don't lose control of your finances in one large mistake. It's in the little blind spots that become habits. A coffee here, a late fee there, a subscription you forgot, a food delivery you didn't need. If you're not tracking, you're guessing. And when you're guessing, you're usually wrong. Tracking your money isn't about being obsessed. It's about being honest. It's about looking at your choices in real time. Because money is not just numbers. It reflects your values, your discipline, and your direction. If your spending is random, your life will feel random. If your money is out of control, your time, energy, and emotions will feel the same. Start by writing everything down, every single thing. No amount is too small. Don't trust your memory. It's not built for this. Use a notebook, your phone, an app, whatever you'll actually stick to. But make it daily. Not once a week. Not every payday. Every single day, because every day, money moves. And if you don't know where it went, it's already gone. You don't need a fancy spreadsheet. You need awareness. You need a record that shows you the truth. When you look back after 1 week, you'll be surprised. When you look back after a month, you'll be shocked. You'll see patterns you didn't notice. You'll feel where your money is leaking, and you'll know exactly what to change. Tracking builds discipline, not just financially, but mentally. It trains your mind to slow down, to question, to notice. And that kind of thinking spreads into every part of your life. When you get used to tracking, you get used to facing the truth. That's where strength is built, not in pretending everything's fine, but in facing what is. There's nothing weak about saying, I need to know where my money is going. That's power. That's maturity. That's leadership. It's easy to spend blindly. It takes courage to look at the details and hold yourself accountable. But that's what separates people who stay stuck from those who grow. They stop leaving things to chance. They stop making excuses. They stop being emotional with their money and start being responsible with it. Daily tracking isn't a punishment. It's protection. It's clarity. It's freedom. The better you get at tracking, the better you'll get at choosing, because now you'll see it all. What's helping, what's hurting, what's pointless, what's worth it. And that insight gives you something most people don't have control. When you know exactly where your money goes, you don't fear your bank account, you don't wonder where it went. You don't panic when bills show up. You're not confused when you fall short. You already know why. And that knowledge gives you the power to change direction. This habit, simple as it is one of the biggest game changers you'll ever develop. It's not about how much you make. It's about how much you understand your flow. Because when you understand the flow, you can guide it. You can redirect it. You can stop it from draining into things that don't matter and start pointing it toward things that do. Your money should reflect your priorities. But that only happens when you're watching it. Most people say they care about their future, but their spending shows they're stuck in the moment. Most people say they want peace, but their purchases show they're chasing comfort. That's the gap, and the only way to close it is to track. There will be days when you don't want to look. Days when you know the numbers won't look good. That's exactly when you need to look the most. That's where growth begins. That's where you stop hiding from your own behavior and start taking charge of it. You don't get stronger by avoiding discomfort. You get stronger by stepping into it, owning it, and doing better. Every dollar you track is a step toward ownership. It's a step away from excuses and toward clarity. And when you make this a daily habit, it stops feeling like a chore. It becomes part of who you are. It becomes your standard. And once you raise that standard, everything else starts to rise with it. Money flows where there's attention. If your attention is scattered, your money will be too. But if your attention is sharp, consistent, and focused, your money will begin to align with your vision. That's how structure is built. That's how stress is reduced. That's how real progress is made. One day at a time, one tracked dollar at a time. Don't just do this when things feel bad. Do it when they feel normal. Do it when they feel good. That's how you build long-term control. Waiting for a crisis to get serious is how people stay stuck. But daily awareness prevents the crisis before it happens. It shows you what's coming before it hits. It lets you adjust in real time instead of reacting too late. Tracking helps you take responsibility, not just for your money, but for your mindset. Because the way you treat money often mirrors the way you treat your own time, your health, your goals. Are you careless? Are you reactive? Are you thoughtful? These questions aren't just financial, they're personal. And the more seriously you take this, the more serious your life becomes. This isn't about judging yourself. It's about respecting yourself enough to stay aware. It's about realizing that your future deserves better than habits built on guessing. It deserves attention. It deserves planning. It deserves planning. It deserves honesty. Every strong financial life is built on awareness. Not luck. Not big wins. Not sudden success. Just day after day ownership of the truth. Because the truth will show you what needs fixing. And it will also show you what's working, so you can do more of it. Don't overthink this. Just begin. Start today. Track everything. Feel the clarity build. Watch your habits become visible. And once they're visible, you can shape them. You can upgrade them. You can use them to create stability, peace, and growth. The goal isn't to be perfect. The goal is to be consistent, to stay engaged, to stop drifting and start deciding. When you do that, you stop leaking money and start building with it. You stop feeling confused and start feeling prepared. This is how real change begins. With awareness. With tracking. With a decision to stop living blind and start living on purpose. Every day you earn. Every day you spend. Every day you choose. So every day track. Watch. Learn. Adjust. And grow. Chapter 4. Stop spending money to impress other broke people. One of the worst financial habits you can fall into is spending money just to look good in front of people who are struggling themselves. There's no logic in that. There's no strength in that. And there's certainly no growth in that. Yet millions of people are doing it every day. They're buying things they can't afford, showing off a lifestyle they can't maintain, and pretending to be ahead when they're silently behind. That's not power. That's pressure. And it's killing your progress. You don't need to prove anything to people who aren't paying your bills. You don't need approval from people who are living paycheck to paycheck. And you definitely don't need validation from people who wouldn't show up when you're down. But when your identity is tied to how you look on the outside, you'll keep making choices that weaken you on the inside. This is where you have to stop and reset. Ask yourself, why am I buying this? Who am I trying to impress? What's the real reason I'm doing this? That kind of honesty is rare, but it's where freedom begins. You're not free if your spending is controlled by other people's opinions. You're not secure if you need attention to feel valuable. And you're not focused if your goal is to look successful instead of becoming strong. It doesn't make sense to go into debt just to keep up an image. Yet that's what many people do. They buy clothes, cars, phones, and experiences they can't truly afford, all to keep up with others who are doing the same thing. But here's the truth. Most of those people aren't doing well either. They're just hiding their struggle behind appearances. You're not falling behind, you're just trying to match a lie. Real success is quiet. Real growth doesn't need an audience. When you're truly building something, you don't have time to impress people. You're too focused on improving your life. You're thinking long term. You're investing in peace. You're creating options for your future. That doesn't always look flashy, but it feels powerful. The moment you stop spending for attention is the moment you start gaining control. That's when your money starts serving you instead of your ego. That's when you start building stability instead of stress. And that's when you stop being broke in private while pretending to be rich in public. Look around. How many people do you know who look like they're doing well but are barely hanging on? That lifestyle isn't real. It's not built on discipline. It's built on pressure. And pressure always breaks. If you keep chasing that kind of validation, you'll end up exhausted, empty, and further behind. There's nothing smart about buying things just to be noticed. And there's nothing strong about trying to impress people who are also faking it. If you want real strength, start saying no. Say no to unnecessary purchases. Say no to the need to show off. Say no to the idea that your value comes from what you wear, drive, or post online. You don't need to post every purchase. You don't need to prove you have money. People who really have it don't go around flashing it. They're too focused on using it wisely. They're not trying to keep up. They're trying to break free. And that's what you should be doing too. Every dollar you waste on image is a dollar you could have used to build freedom. You could have saved it. You could have paid down debt. You could have invested it in something that pays you back. But instead it's gone. Traded for a few moments of attention from people who probably weren't watching anyway. That's the trap, thinking people care more than they do. Most people aren't thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. So why are you making money decisions based on what they might think? That's how you lose yourself. That's how you stay broke while looking rich. That's how you fall behind without realizing it. Your financial decisions should be based on what brings you peace, not praise. On what makes you stronger, not more noticeable. When you live that way, you begin to feel the difference. You start waking up with less anxiety. You start sleeping without guilt. You stop feeling like you have to keep up. And you start walking in your own lane. It's okay to want nice things. But buy them because they serve your life, not because you want someone to see them. If your happiness depends on someone else noticing your purchase, it's not happiness. It's insecurity. And no amount of spending will fix that. Only clarity and discipline will. Start asking yourself better questions before every purchase. Does this help me grow? Is this going to matter next month? Am I buying this because I need it, or because I want someone to see it? That level of honesty builds maturity, and maturity builds stability. If you're tired of being stressed about money, look at the pressure you've created for yourself. The pressure to look like you have it together. The pressure to not fall behind your friends. The pressure to prove something that doesn't even need proving. That pressure costs money. That pressure leads to debt. That pressure delays your peace. You don't owe anyone an image. You owe yourself a better life. A life where you're not hiding from bank statements. A life where you don't panic when your card is swiped. A life where your spending matches your values, not your fears. It takes strength to live below your means. It takes courage to skip the trends. It takes vision to think ahead when everyone around you is thinking about today. But that strength pays off. That courage builds momentum. That vision creates freedom. You don't need to explain your choices to anyone. If someone questions why you don't spend like they do, that's their insecurity talking, not your problem. You're doing what's best for your life. You're choosing peace over performance. And one day you'll be glad you did. Because while others are trapped in cycles of debt and pressure, you'll be building real freedom. While others are struggling to keep up appearances, you'll be in control of your time, your energy, and your money. While others are pretending, you'll be progressing. This isn't about judgment. It's about priorities. You've got to decide what matters more, attention or progress. If you choose attention, you'll always need more. But if you choose progress, you'll start to feel full. You'll stop chasing. You'll start creating. You were not meant to stay stuck in financial stress, just to make other people think you're successful. You were meant to grow. To lead. To break patterns. To build something solid. But to do that, you've got to stop giving away your future for a few seconds of validation. Make the shift today. Spend with purpose. Live with clarity. Walk with confidence, even if nobody's watching. Because the people you're trying to impress won't pay your rent. They won't fund your future. And they won't carry your burdens. That's your job. And you deserve to do it with peace, not pressure. You don't need their approval. You need your discipline. You don't need their applause. You need your plan. You don't need their attention. You need your freedom. Start making choices that reflect where you're going, not where others think you should be. That's how you grow. That's how you get ahead. That's how you win, by building a life that works, not just one that looks good. That decision starts today. And it starts with stopping the habit of spending just to impress people who are trying to impress you too. Chapter 5. Pay yourself first before anything or anyone else. Most people work hard, earn their paycheck, and immediately start giving it away, to bills, to payments, to other people, to unnecessary expenses. And by the time the month ends, they have nothing left for themselves. Not a single dollar saved. Not a single step forward. Just another cycle of survival. That's how you stay stuck. That's how you stay tired. That's how you live your entire life, working for others, without ever building anything for yourself. If you want to break that cycle, you must learn this truth. Pay yourself first before anything or anyone else. That doesn't mean being selfish. It means being responsible. You're not helping anyone if you're always in financial stress. You're not strong if you're always running on empty. When you pay yourself first, you're saying, "My future matters. My peace matters. My growth matters." You're choosing to value your life enough to prepare for what's ahead. Paying yourself first means setting aside a portion of every single paycheck for your own financial security. Before the rent, before the groceries, before the subscriptions, before the gifts, before anything else, the first payment goes to you. Not for spending, but for saving, for building, for creating a buffer that gives you strength. This decision changes everything. It builds confidence. It builds structure. It tells your mind and your money that you're not just here to survive, you're here to grow. You're not just reacting to life, you're taking charge of it. You're not waiting for a miracle, you're becoming your own solution. Most people say they'll save what's left over. But here's the truth. There's never anything left. That's not an accident. That's a pattern. Life will always find a way to take what you don't protect. If you don't set it aside on purpose, it disappears. And months turn into years. Years turn into decades. And still no savings. Still no safety. Still no progress. That's why this rule exists. You pay yourself first, or you pay the price later. Even if it's small, it counts. Even if it's just 5 or 10% of what you earn, that money begins to work for you. It builds discipline. It builds a habit. And over time, it builds options. One day you'll need to make a big decision, an emergency, an opportunity, a change in direction. And the money you set aside will give you power in that moment. Power to say yes. Power to say no. Power to walk away. That's the reward for consistency. Don't wait until things are perfect. Don't wait until you earn more. Don't wait for your bills to disappear. That day may never come. Start now. Start with what you have. That's the real test. Can you put yourself first even when life pulls at you from all sides? Can you choose your future over your comfort? Can you make a habit out of discipline? This is about your mindset. If you believe you deserve a better life, your actions must reflect that belief. If you want more freedom, you have to create space for it. And that starts by protecting your income from the moment it arrives. You're not just working for survival anymore. You're working to build a foundation. You're working to get ahead. Paying yourself first also helps you break the habit of giving too much to others while leaving yourself with nothing. There's a difference between being generous and being irresponsible. If your kindness keeps you broke, it's not helping anyone. You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't lead if you're always behind. You can't be strong for others if you're weak inside. Take care of your house first. Secure your base. Build your strength. Then you can give from a place of stability, not struggle. You'll feel resistance. You'll feel like you can't afford it. You'll feel the pressure to delay it. But that's the very reason you need to do it. Because if it's hard now, it will be even harder later. Paying yourself first isn't easy. That's why most people don't do it. But it's worth it. Because one day when you're not living paycheck to paycheck anymore, when you're not anxious about every expense, when you're not trapped in the same financial stress, you'll look back and realize that's where the change began. Right there. When you started putting yourself first, make it automatic. Take the emotion out of it. Set up a separate account. Schedule the transfer on payday. Treat it like a bill. Not optional. Not negotiable. Just part of the plan. The amount doesn't matter as much as the habit. Because once the habit is there, the amount can grow. You'll adjust. You'll adapt. You'll make room. But only if you commit to the habit first. When you don't pay yourself first, you're sending a message to your brain that you don't matter. That your future isn't a priority. That other things come before your peace. That mindset will keep you in cycles of lack. But when you flip the switch and start treating yourself like a priority, everything else starts to align with that standard. You'll find new ways to cut waste. You'll think more clearly about your choices. You'll stop throwing away money on meaningless things, because now you've got a reason, a mission, a goal that's bigger than temporary pleasure. It doesn't take decades to feel the change. In a few months you'll notice it. You'll open your account and see something building, something solid, something that gives you a different kind of confidence, the kind that doesn't come from clothes or cars or lifestyle. The kind that comes from structure. from intention, from knowing you've got your back. You might feel pressure from others. You might hear opinions. But this is your life, your responsibility. Nobody else is going to save for you. Nobody else is going to secure your future. That job belongs to you. And if you take it seriously, you'll gain the one thing money can never buy. Freedom from fear. Every time you get paid, you have a chance to prove something to yourself. That you're not wasting time. That you're not living in circles. That you're not at the mercy of your past habits. You can grow. You can learn. You can rebuild. But the first step is always the same. Pay yourself first. There's a kind of power that comes from knowing you're moving forward. A kind of peace that shows up when you're not panicking every time something goes wrong. That kind of life isn't far away. It starts with one decision. One habit. One transfer. You don't need more money to start. You need a new mindset. And once you make that shift, you'll never go back. Don't overcomplicate this. Don't delay it. Just make the choice. Right now. Decide that from this point forward, every dollar you earn will include a portion for you. Not to spend. Not to flex. Not to touch. Just to grow. Just to protect. Just to respect the effort you give every day to earn it. This is your foundation. This is your system. This is how you rise, by choosing to honor yourself first. Because if you don't, no one else will. Pay yourself first. Every time. No excuses. No delays. No distractions. Just a quiet, steady commitment to building a life you don't need to escape from. A life that works. A life that lasts. A life you can feel proud of. Chapter 6. Create simple rules to manage your money better. You don't need a complicated system to take control of your money. You don't need to be a finance expert. You don't need charts, graphs, or 10 budgeting apps. What you need is something simple that actually works. A small set of rules that keep you focused, steady, and in control. Because without rules, life pulls you in every direction. Your spending becomes reaction. Your decisions become emotional. And you start moving in circles instead of forward. That's why rules matter. They protect you from yourself. They keep you grounded when everything else feels unstable. Most people don't fail with money because they're lazy. They fail because there's no structure. There's no set of personal boundaries guiding their choices. They spend what they feel, not what they planned. They react to every offer, every pressure, every temptation. And over time, that creates disorder. It creates guilt. It creates panic. But all of that can be changed with a few personal rules. Clear, direct, and unshakable. The best rules are the ones that you understand and follow without negotiation. They're not extreme. They're not based on trends. They're just clear decisions that help you avoid chaos. The simpler the rule, the more likely you'll stick with it. That's why you don't need 10 of them. You need a few strong ones that protect your money from being misused. For example, one rule could be never spend money the same day you feel excited. That one rule alone could save you thousands. Because excitement makes you impulsive, and impulse destroys progress. If you just pause, think, and breathe before you buy, you'll make better decisions. That's how self-control grows. By giving yourself time to choose instead of react. Another rule might be always sleep on big purchases. Give it 24 hours. Let the emotions settle. If it still makes sense the next day, you can consider it. But if it was just a temporary craving, you'll be glad you waited. That's how you avoid regret. That's how you protect your future from momentary feelings. You could create a rule like set spending limits by category. Know how much you're allowed to use for food, fun, bills, and savings. And once that number is hit, stop, Don't make excuses. Don't borrow from other categories. That structure forces you to live within your means. It trains your brain to plan, not panic. A powerful rule is every dollar must have a job. No loose money, no mystery spending. When you get paid, assign every amount a purpose, whether it's saving, paying down debt or covering a need. Know where it's going. That way you're not guessing. You're directing. And when you direct your money, you own your life. Rules like don't finance things that lose value fast. Don't go into debt for clothes, gadgets, or things that won't matter in 6 months. Debt makes your future smaller, and financing things just to feel better now usually leads to regret later. Keep it simple. If you can't afford it with cash, you're not ready for it. You can also set emotional rules, like never spend money when you're tired, angry, or feeling low. Those moments make you vulnerable. You try to buy your way out of discomfort, but it doesn't work. The feeling fades and the payment stays. Train yourself to wait until you're clear-headed. Then decide. Make a rule about giving. Something like give to others only after you've taken care of your basics. Generosity is powerful, but not if it breaks you. You can't help anyone if you're drowning. Build stability first. Then give from your overflow, not from your stress. Your rules should reflect the life you're trying to build. If you want freedom, then you need a rule about saving. If you want security, then you need a rule about emergency funds. If you want growth, then you need a rule about investing in yourself before spending on entertainment. Let the life you want shape the rules you live by. Don't copy someone else's system. Start with what makes sense for your life. Keep it real. Keep it human. Don't set rules that are impossible to follow. You're not building a cage, you're building a track to run on. One that moves you forward, not one that burns you out. And don't expect to follow everything perfectly. You'll slip sometimes. That's part of it. But the rule stays. You don't change the rule because you broke it once. You get back to it. You reinforce it. That's how habits stick. By staying loyal to your own standards. Create a rule about tracking your money weekly. Just once a week, sit down and review. Not to judge yourself, but to learn. What worked? What didn't? What needs adjusting? That awareness keeps you sharp. It keeps you focused. And it makes sure you're not drifting. Build a rule that says, avoid subscriptions unless they serve a real purpose. Those small automatic charges add up fast. They drain your income without you even noticing. Don't sign up just because it's cheap. Only keep what you use and what truly adds value to your life. A helpful rule for mindset. Don't compare your spending to someone else's lifestyle. You don't know their story. You don't know their bank account. Focus on your journey. Respect your limits. Competing with others leads to reckless decisions, but competing with yourself leads to growth. Maybe one of the most important rules is talk about money with yourself often. Don't treat it like a scary subject. Don't hide from it. Don't wait until there's a problem. Make it normal to check in, plan, review, and reset. The more often you face your finances, the less fear you carry. And remember, these rules are for you. They're not meant to impress anyone. They're not about image. They're about structure, peace, and strength. They protect your energy. They guide your actions, and they shape your future. Most people live without any system. They leave everything to chance. They react. They survive. But they never truly build. Don't be like that. Choose to live with direction. Choose to have a process, even a simple one. Choose to lead your money instead of chasing it. Start today. Write down 3 rules. Keep them clear. Keep them honest. Make them something you'll actually follow. Review them every week. Adjust if needed, but don't ignore them. Let those rules keep you steady when life gets noisy. Let them keep you disciplined when things get tempting. Let them remind you of the life you're building. You don't need a new income to get started. You need a new way of managing what you already have. You need structure, not stress. And structure comes from rules. They give you a foundation. They remove confusion. They replace anxiety with action. This is how strong people live, with clear standards, with daily habits, with rules they actually respect, not rules they fear, not rules they break whenever things get hard, but real useful guidelines that move them forward step by step. Money doesn't manage itself. Life doesn't slow down just because you're overwhelmed. If you want change, you've got to take responsibility. And simple rules are where that begins. They're not about restriction. They're about direction. And once you've got direction, there's no limit to how far you can go. Chapter 7. Build new habits that respect your financial goals. You can set all the financial goals you want, but if your habits don't line up with those goals, nothing changes. Goals give you direction, but habits determine whether or not you'll ever reach them. That's where most people fall short. They talk about saving more, earning more, and living with less stress, but their daily actions say otherwise. They say they want freedom, but they keep making decisions that trap them. They say they want peace of mind, but they keep spending in ways that guarantee stress. You can't live one way and expect to get a result that belongs to another lifestyle. The way you behave daily either pulls you toward your goals or drags you away from them. If you truly want to improve your finances, you have to start building habits that show respect for your goals. Not once a month. Not just when things feel tight. Every single day. The results you're after aren't the result of a big moment. They're the product of small choices, repeated over and over. What you do consistently becomes who you are financially. That's the truth most people don't want to face. But it's where all your power is. Start by getting clear on your real financial goals. Not vague ones like, I want to be rich, or I want more money. You need real clarity. Do you want to get out of debt? Do you want to have 6 months of savings? Do you want to save for a home? Do you want to be free from financial stress? Once that's clear, ask yourself, what kind of habits does that life require? If your goal is to save more, but you still spend carelessly whenever you feel bored or stressed, your actions are canceling out your progress. If your goal is to earn more, but you spend your time watching things instead of learning or building something, your routine is working against you. You can't grow if your habits are stuck in survival mode. That's why this is about alignment. Aligning what you do with what you say you want. Building new habits doesn't have to be extreme. It has to be consistent. You don't need to overhaul your life in a week. You need to start with one change. Just one shift in your daily pattern. Maybe it's checking your account every morning before you spend. Maybe it's writing down what you spent at the end of each day. Maybe it's setting a spending limit for the week and actually sticking to it. Whatever it is, it should reinforce your goal, not pull you away from it. Start small. Set one habit and follow it for a full week. Then another week. Then add one more. This isn't about speed, it's about direction. Every strong financial life is built on routines that support it, and every unstable one is a result of habits that ignore the future. If you want to get better, your routine has to grow up before your bank account does. You've got to change what you do when nobody's watching. That's where the real transformation happens. It's not in public. It's not when you're motivated. It's when you're tired, distracted, or tempted, and you still make the right move. You still put something into savings. You still stick to the plan. You still say no when everything around you says yes. That's how you build self-respect. And that self-respect shows up in your results. Financial habits aren't just about money. They're about identity. They tell your brain who you are. If your habit is to save consistently, your mind starts to believe, I'm the kind of person who prepares. If your habit is to avoid impulse buying, your mind begins to say, I'm someone who makes clear choices. Those messages shape your future more than any paycheck ever will. You don't get rich from one decision. You get stable from one habit at a time. Build habits around your mindset too. Start speaking to yourself with clarity. Stop saying things like, I'm bad with money, or I'll never figure this out. Those thoughts become patterns, and patterns become behavior. Train yourself to say, I'm learning how to handle money better every day. Say, I'm getting more focused with my choices. You might not believe it at first, but keep saying it while you build habits to match it, and soon it becomes your truth. If you want lasting financial improvement, you have to stop relying on willpower and start depending on structure. Willpower fades. Discipline doesn't. That means you don't make decisions in the heat of the moment. You make a system. You follow a plan. You build boundaries that keep you on track even when motivation disappears. That could mean meal prepping so you don't blow your food budget. It could mean automating your savings so it happens before you even touch your paycheck. It could mean creating a shopping list and sticking to it every time. These are not just tasks. They're signals to your brain. They say, we're serious about this, and that seriousness compounds over time. Don't wait until everything's perfect. Start while your finances are still messy. Build while you're still figuring things out. That's how growth works. You don't need the perfect system. You need a starting point. And that starting point is built on habits. Not big plans. Not big words. Just small actions that reflect your goal. You may slip sometimes. That doesn't mean you failed. What matters is how fast you get back to your habits. The goal is not to be perfect. It's to be consistent. Every day that you choose your habit over your impulse, you win. Every day that you honor your financial goal in how you act, you grow. It adds up. Quietly. Powerfully. Steadily. Make your environment support your habits. Delete apps that tempt you to spend. Unsubscribe from emails that push you to buy. Surround yourself with people who are also serious about growing. Your habits are influenced by what's around you. Set up your world to make good choices easier and bad ones harder. Celebrate progress, not by spending but by recognizing it. Write down your wins. Track your improvements. See the proof that your habits are working. That keeps you engaged. That keeps you moving. Don't wait for the end goal to feel proud. Feel proud every time you choose discipline over comfort. This is about growing into a person who respects their own future. Someone who doesn't just wish for success but lives in a way that attracts it. Your habits are the evidence of how much your goals mean to you. If they're not aligned, something has to change, and it starts with you. You don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to take one step forward. Set one habit today that shows respect for your financial goal, then another tomorrow. Keep stacking those wins. Keep proving to yourself that you can change, because you can. You're not stuck. You're not behind. You're not too late. You're just one set of habits away from becoming someone who not only wants a better financial life but actually builds it. Chapter 8. Train your mind to stop chasing quick wins. One of the biggest reasons people stay stuck financially is because they keep chasing quick wins. They want results now, They want freedom overnight. They want a shortcut, a secret, a fast solution. And that mindset is what keeps them broke. Because real progress never comes instantly. It comes from learning, adjusting, and staying consistent when it's boring, uncomfortable, or slow. You have to stop training your brain to crave speed and start teaching it to respect progress. You have to stop falling for everything that looks easy and start committing to what actually works. Quick wins feel good in the moment, but they don't last. You buy something that gives you a rush, and a few hours later, that excitement fades and the guilt sets in. You jump into a new income idea that promises fast money, but it turns out to be a distraction that costs you time, energy, and focus. You cut corners thinking you'll get ahead, but instead, you end up right back where you started, or worse. This cycle repeats over and over for people who haven't trained their minds to think long term. If you don't interrupt this pattern, it becomes your lifestyle. You can't build something strong while chasing fast rewards. Everything meaningful takes time. Every strong person you know, financially or otherwise, built what they have through discipline, through repetition, and through quiet, steady effort. You don't hear about that part. You just see the outcome. But the process was slow, the growth was gradual, and the reason they got there is because they didn't quit when it got tough or boring. They kept showing up. That's the mindset you need to develop. The mindset that says, I don't need it right now, I'm working for something better later. The mindset that doesn't jump at every opportunity just because it promises speed. The mindset that ignores trends and focuses on systems. That kind of thinking builds peace. It builds power, and it builds real results that last. Chasing quick wins is often a way to avoid doing the real work. It's more exciting to start something new than to stick with what's working but slow. It's more appealing to hope for a big breakthrough than to keep repeating your daily routine. But that discipline, those boring, quiet decisions, that's where all the growth happens. That's where real financial freedom is built. You have to start rewarding yourself mentally for progress, not just results. Don't just celebrate hitting a goal, celebrate the days you chose not to quit. Celebrate the days you stuck to your budget. Celebrate when you resisted spending on impulse. Celebrate when you took the time to learn something new about money instead of scrolling. That's what rewires your brain. That's what teaches your mind that slow growth is real growth. If you're used to chasing fast results, this shift won't feel natural at first. Your brain will push back. It will tell you to give up. It will say, this is too slow, try something easier. But that's exactly when you push through. That's when you remind yourself that shortcuts only delay your progress. That quitting and restarting over and over again doesn't build anything but frustration. Train yourself to stay the course. Set a plan and follow it, even when it feels slow. Set goals and break them down into actions you can repeat daily. Don't focus on how fast you're moving. Focus on whether you're moving in the right direction. You don't need a miracle. You need a mindset that says, this matters, and I'm not giving up on it. Every time you resist a quick win, you build mental strength. You tell your brain that you're not desperate. You're determined. You don't need fast success to feel good about yourself. You're strong enough to wait, to build, and to grow the right way. That kind of strength changes your whole life, not just your bank account. The world is full of noise trying to convince you that you're behind, that you need to catch up fast, that someone else has it all figured out, and you don't. But that's a lie. Most of the people who look successful are faking it. Most of the people posting wins are hiding their losses. Don't compare your slow and steady process to someone else's highlight reel. Focus on your path. Honor your process. Quick wins don't teach you anything. They don't build skill. They don't build awareness. They don't build confidence that lasts. But the process of working through something, sticking with it, and seeing progress over time, that builds something no one can take from you. That builds character. That builds real control. Ask yourself how many times you've started something only to stop when it got hard or slow. Then ask yourself where you'd be if you had just stayed with it. That's the cost of chasing fast wins. It's not just about money. It's about lost time, lost momentum, and lost belief in yourself. You don't want to keep repeating that cycle. You want to break it now. You want to build something steady, so that in 6 months or a year you can look back and feel proud, not regretful. Start with your thinking. Every time you feel pulled toward something because it looks easy, pause. Ask yourself, will this help me grow long term, or is this just another shortcut? Be honest. If it's just a distraction, walk away. That moment of discipline might feel uncomfortable, but it will give you something no shortcut ever can, real power over your decisions. Make slow progress feel exciting again. Track your wins. Notice your habits changing. Celebrate your focus. Let yourself feel good about staying disciplined. You don't need big changes overnight to feel like you're moving forward. Every dollar saved, every choice aligned with your goal, every unnecessary purchase avoided, that's progress. That's proof that your mind is shifting. If you've spent most of your life chasing quick wins, this change will take time. But every day you train your mind to stay steady, you create distance from the version of yourself that was always looking for the next fast thing. That version was tired, always stressed, always falling behind. The new version is calm, clear, and strong, because they know where they're going and they're not in a rush. This mindset doesn't just improve your finances, it improves your relationships, your confidence, and your self-respect. Because the same discipline that helps you grow your money will help you grow in every area of your life. You'll stop settling for temporary fixes and start aiming for lasting change. The real win isn't fast. The real win is lasting. It's being in control. It's being prepared. It's living without the constant pressure of trying to catch up. That win comes from the habits you build daily and the mindset you reinforce every time you say no to quick results and yes to real effort. This is your challenge now. Retrain your brain. Stop chasing the next best thing. Stop looking for ways around the work. Choose a path, stay on it, and trust the process. Not because it's easy, but because it works. That decision is what separates people who grow from those who stay stuck. The fast track looks tempting, but it never lasts. Choose the track that leads somewhere solid. You'll thank yourself for it, not just one day, but every day after. Chapter 9. Invest in things that help you grow stronger. Most people spend their money on things that disappear, food that's forgotten in a day, clothes that lose value the moment they leave the store, entertainment that fills time but doesn't build anything real. And while there's nothing wrong with enjoying life, there's a major difference between spending for distraction and investing for growth. If you want to change your life, you have to start putting your money into things that make you stronger. Not just physically, not just financially, but mentally, emotionally, and in the way you show up every single day. When you invest in growth, you create power. You develop a version of yourself that doesn't need to escape from life, because you're building something real within it. You're not spending to feel better for a moment. You're investing to get better over time. And that kind of thinking separates people who repeat their struggles from people who outgrow them. Start looking at your money through the lens of return, not just financial return, but life return. What is this giving back to me? Is this teaching me something? Is this building my skill set? Is it improving my thinking? Is it giving me the tools to make better choices? If the answer is no, that doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's not helping you grow. And when you want to grow, you have to start filtering your decisions through that kind of awareness. You could spend $100 on a weekend of food and entertainment and walk away with nothing but a blurry memory. Or you could spend that same amount on a course that sharpens your thinking, on a book that changes your perspective, or on tools that improve your health or productivity. One disappears, the other pays you back, sometimes for years. That's the mindset shift. You become stronger when you treat your money as a resource for building, not escaping. That might mean buying books and actually studying them. That might mean paying for a coach or mentor. That might mean signing up for a program that pushes you out of your comfort zone. Or it might mean setting up the environment around you to support better habits, food that fuels your body, tools that help you think clearly, or systems that keep you disciplined. Whatever it is, it must connect to your future. Investing in growth means getting serious about your next level. It means looking at where you are, where you want to be, and deciding to close the gap with consistent actions and serious intention. That decision requires you to stop being passive with your spending. It forces you to look at what truly adds value to your life and cut the rest without hesitation. Growth doesn't always feel good at first. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. It stretches you. It confronts you. It forces you to look at what's holding you back. But every dollar you put into growth builds something real, something lasting, something that makes you harder to break, quicker to learn, and better at making decisions under pressure. You also grow stronger when you invest in your health. Not just your body, but your energy, your clarity, your ability to think and move without resistance. Poor health drains focus. It delays action. It turns small problems into big ones. A tired body makes a tired mind, and a tired mind makes poor financial decisions. So when you invest in quality food, in exercise, in sleep, in mental health, don't see it as an expense. See it as fuel. You're not just buying a result, you're creating capacity. Capacity to think sharper, work longer, and recover faster. You can't lead a strong financial life from a weak foundation. And your body and mind are that foundation. They carry every choice you make. If they're out of balance, nothing else will hold for long. Investing in growth is investing in resilience. It's choosing to be prepared, not just hopeful. Sometimes the best investment isn't in things, it's in time. Buying back your own time by saying no to things that waste it, setting boundaries, creating space to think, making time for deep work, investing in rest, not the kind of lazy rest that comes from burnout, but real rest that renews your strength and gives you clarity. You grow when you have space to reflect, plan and adjust. That space doesn't happen by accident. You have to make it. And it might cost money. But that's part of the process. You're not wasting, you're buying time to build something better. You grow stronger when you invest in community. Being around people who challenge you, who are building something real, who don't just talk about success but actually live it. That might mean paying to be in a room you're not used to. That might mean spending on events, on groups, on conversations that expand your mindset. Don't fear being the least experienced person in the room. That's how you rise. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. It happens in the stretch. Stop asking how cheap you can get something. Start asking what kind of return it gives you. The person who always chooses the lowest price often pays the highest cost in wasted time, broken systems, and delayed progress. You're not here to get by, you're here to level up. And that means being willing to spend smart, not just cheap. This doesn't mean throwing money at everything that says self-improvement. It means being selective, disciplined, strategic. Look at where you're weak, and ask what would help you strengthen that area. Look at what's slowing you down, and ask what would remove the friction. Look at where you keep repeating the same mistake, and ask what support would help you break that cycle. That's how growth becomes real. You can't just hope to grow stronger. You have to build it. And building takes time, money, focus, and clarity. Your money should be building you into someone more capable, not just more entertained. Someone more focused, not more distracted. Someone more stable, not just more comfortable. That kind of strength is earned through choice. Every dollar you spend is a choice. You either buy relief, or you buy growth. Your future is being shaped by what you invest in today. Don't leave that up to chance. Don't throw it away on things that mean nothing in a week. Build the skill of asking, "Will this help me grow?" and letting that question guide your decisions. The stronger you are, the less life can throw you off course. The stronger you are, the more you can handle, the more you can lead, the more you can give. Strength isn't about looking good, it's about being ready. Ready to face pressure, ready to solve problems, ready to move forward when others are stuck. That readiness is built. It's not found, and it's not free. You have to invest in it, with your attention, with your time, with your money, not once but repeatedly, intentionally, purposefully, with the full understanding that growth may not feel exciting today, but it will make you unstoppable tomorrow. The people who grow the most are the ones who stop seeing investment as a cost. They see it as a step, a necessary step toward becoming someone better. That's your mission now. Invest in what makes you better, not what makes you feel good for a moment, but what makes you think clearer, move faster, decide smarter, lead stronger. You're either buying your future or borrowing from it. There's no middle ground. Every decision is shaping who you're becoming. So choose to invest in strength. Choose to invest in clarity. Choose to invest in yourself. Because that version of you, the one who grows instead of drifts, is the one who wins, every time. Chapter 10. Make money a tool, not your source of worth. Your worth is not based on the number in your bank account. It's not measured by what you wear, what you drive, or where you live. And yet, so many people walk around feeling less because they don't have more. They feel invisible if they don't own what others own. They feel behind if they're not making what someone else is making. That mindset ruins people. It makes them doubt themselves. It makes them chase things that don't matter. It traps them in a cycle of comparison, competition, and never feeling good enough. Money was never meant to define you. It was meant to serve you. It's a tool, not a scorecard. When you tie your identity to your income, you build your self-worth on something that can change in a day. Lose your job, and your confidence disappears. Hit a rough patch, and suddenly you think you're not valuable anymore. That's not stability. That's not strength. You can have a bad month financially and still be a good person. You can have low numbers and still have high value. You are not your income. You are not your expenses. You are not your net worth. You are your decisions. You are your effort. You are your growth. Some people use money to feel important. Others use it to feel secure. But real importance doesn't come from how much you have. It comes from who you are when things go wrong. And real security doesn't come from a paycheck. It comes from the skills, the habits, and the mindset you've developed over time. That's why you must stop using money to prove your value. It's not proof. It's not a reflection of your character. It's just a tool, a resource, a way to build what matters. Think about a hammer. It's useful. It can build a house. But you don't walk around thinking you are the hammer. That wouldn't make sense. And money is no different. It's useful. It can buy freedom. It can buy peace. But it's not your identity. It doesn't make you better or worse than anyone else. It doesn't make you right or wrong. It just helps you get things done, if you know how to use it. The problem is, too many people let money use them. They chase it blindly. They let it decide how they feel. When they have it, they feel powerful. When they don't, they feel small. But that kind of emotional roller coaster will destroy your focus. It will mess with your decisions, and it will keep you living in fear, even if you're earning well. If your value rises and falls with your financial situation, you'll never feel steady. One bad investment, one unexpected expense, one missed opportunity, and your confidence drops. That's a dangerous place to live from. Because now, instead of making smart choices, you're making emotional ones. You're trying to protect your ego instead of protecting your future. You have to break that connection. You have to untangle your self-image from your financial image. They are not the same. One is who you are, the other is a reflection of where you are, and where you are can change. That means you can go from broke to stable, from stable to thriving. But none of that should affect how you see yourself. Your discipline, your values, your growth. That's where your worth lives. When you start seeing money as a tool, everything changes. You stop buying things to be noticed. You stop chasing status. You stop wasting your time trying to keep up with people who don't even care about you. And you start focusing on what actually matters. Progress, purpose, and peace of mind. Money becomes useful when you take the emotion out of it. When it's not about pride or ego or approval. When it's just about making your life work better. Helping you build. Helping you protect your family. Helping you create options. That's when money starts serving you. Instead of you serving it. You don't need to pretend you don't care about money. It matters. It gives you choices. It gives you space to breathe. But it doesn't give you value. That's already in you. That's in your character, your focus, your follow-through, your ability to get back up after failing. That's the part nobody can take away. Not even when your account is low. Not even when life hits hard. Some of the strongest people you'll ever meet have been broke before. Not because they made bad choices. But because life is unpredictable. They lost jobs. They took risks. They started over. But they didn't let money define them. They didn't let the lack of it change the way they saw themselves. And because of that, they were able to rebuild. Stronger, wiser, clearer. That's the kind of person you want to be. If you've tied your confidence to money for a long time, it won't be easy to let go of that. You'll catch yourself thinking you're not enough, just because you don't have what others have. But when that happens, remind yourself, you are not your bank balance. You are your ability to stay consistent. You are your values. You are your future, not your past. This shift doesn't mean you stop striving. It doesn't mean you settle. It means you build from a place of strength instead of desperation. You pursue more because you want to grow, not because you need to feel like you matter. That's real freedom. That's how you build a financial life that doesn't control your emotions. Start practicing this shift daily. When you look at your income, Don't attach your identity to it. When you check your account, don't judge your worth. Look at it as a snapshot. Just data. Just numbers. Then ask yourself, what's the next smart move I can make? That question puts you back in control. It keeps your focus on action, not emotion. You're allowed to want more. You're allowed to improve. But don't do it to prove anything. Do it because growth is your responsibility. Do it because you know what kind of life you want to build. Do it because you respect yourself enough to keep learning, building, and moving forward. And when the wins come, and they will, stay grounded. Don't let success turn into arrogance. Don't let money make you forget who you are. Remember how far you've come. Remember the lessons. Keep treating money as a tool. It doesn't make you better than anyone. It just gives you more to work with. Use it with humility. Use it with purpose. And when things get hard, and they will, don't let the struggle make you feel small. Don't let a tough season trick you into thinking you're not enough. This is just part of the process. You're learning. You're adjusting. You're growing. That's what matters. Not the balance. Not the number. Not the image. The growth. Your value is in how you respond. How you keep showing up. How you keep your head straight when others panic. How you keep your heart steady when things shake. That's what people remember. That's what creates legacy. And that's what builds a life you can be proud of. Money will come and go. Jobs will change. Markets will shift. But the one thing you control is how you see yourself and how you use what you have. You can use money to build strength, or you can use it to chase approval. Only one of those paths leads to real peace. Choose wisely. Treat money as a tool. Respect its power, but never let it decide your worth. You were valuable before you had a dollar to your name. You'll be valuable no matter what happens next. Keep building. Keep growing. And keep reminding yourself, you're not defined by what you own. You're defined by what you build, how you think, and how you treat yourself through it all. That's real wealth. That's real strength. And that's what no one can take away from you.